Good afternoon. It's a Tuesday at Air Venture 2015, and Jaymont G is at the Air Operations Center for On the Fly today. And we've never been down here before, so this whole thing is kind of a new gig for us. We usually do our kind of aerobatics stuff up at the IAC Pavilion every year, but this year we decided to change it up a little bit, get a new venue, and see some fresh faces. And Doreen Hillard, it's so nice to have you co-hosting with me today for this segment.
Welcome. We're very happy to have you here at the Charlie Hillard Air Operations Center. It's kind of the lifeblood for the air show itself, for the performances during the day. We host the performers here and hold our briefings in the building. We also host the guests of and crews of our performers. This is where the magic happens.
Tell us a little bit about that magic. This probably starts months and months in advance of AirVenture.
Absolutely. This is a year-long event for many people. I support several of the committees, and I live in Fort Worth, Texas, so I spend a lot of time in conference calls, and it's a real well-run machine, and parts change every year, but there's good, wonderful direction from senior management, and we just have a good time with it.
And you have a core staff. Tell us a little bit about your core staff.
Yes, we have our air operations team is quite extensive in all of their skills and history at doing this. A lot of people come in and want to volunteer for us, and it's difficult to do unless you have a history in aviation and particularly air shows. Gene Conrad and Zippy, Brian Lorenz, and that whole team are the ones that make it happen out on the plaza and make sure all of these performers that we have here with us are ready to go.
That's great. Speaking of ready to go, let's talk a little bit about what you do to prepare for that big air show every day here in Air Operations.
In the morning, we have an early briefing at 7:30 in the building where all of the chairmen come in and meet with Dennis Dunbar, our leader of our team. And he runs all our air operations on the field, but he's also our primary air show contact for hiring the performers or bringing the performers in, and leads our team. So we start out at 7:30 in the morning with a briefing with all of the chairmen, go through all of the logistics on what new is happening or what glitches there may be, and then we iron all of those out on the spot. We work them out afterwards, and then we go on into a 10:30 briefing with the first timers. Lasts about an hour in the briefing room, and make sure they're all ready to fly a safe show here. At 11:30, we have the normal air show performer briefing in the briefing room, and then we serve them lunch at 12:30, so they're healthy.
Oh, yeah. Got to have energy for that show, right?
Absolutely.
Now let's step back a little bit in time. The last name Hillard, of course, is familiar to many, many, many EAAers. And you joined EAA in what year?
1970.
So you are, now that was just at the transition point, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I was very lucky to be able to come here with my family. My dad ran an airport in Upper Michigan for 32 years. I soloed when I was young, and so our family vacation was to get to come here to Oshkosh, which was really an amazing thing to be a part of it, and I've seen a lot of changes. I guess it's 40 some years that I've been coming here and maybe missed two. So I just feel this love for what happens here. I'm truly entrenched in what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and it's terrific. I mean, every year the air show is fantastic. And this year it seems to me that it's expanded.
Yes, we have 78 acts this year, which is a record for us. So there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things happening at the same time that we've never had to maneuver through. Dennis Dunbar and the air bosses and the entire team have just done a great job of handling all of that. We had a wonderful, fantastic first air show night last night.
It was great.
Yeah, it was great.
It was. So you have some performers set up to talk to us, and we sure appreciate them taking the time to talk to to have the EA listeners get filled in on what it's like to perform here at Oshkosh. Bill Stein is joining us in this segment, and he flies that really cool Edge 540. How are you, Bill?
Good. When Doreen says jump, you jump.
How high?
However high Doreen wants.
That sounds like a good arrangement, and it seems to be working well.
Yes. I mean, this is Oshkosh, and Doreen's a big part of it.
So let's just talk about the recruitment process. Bill, you fly air shows for a living, right?
Yes.
Not just here at Oshkosh, but all over the country. Where else? Canada, Mexico? Do you ever get outside?
I've flown air shows in Mexico this year. Yep, in Canada.
Yep. So you're a very busy man, as are almost all the performers here at Oshkosh. So how does that work? This is kind of like a pilgrimage for a performer.
You know, it's Carnegie Hall, but it is a pilgrimage. You know, it's
Sorry.
Shows are the first touch point for aviation for every little kid, it seems like everybody. And so we were all at an air show sometime and fell in love. And here we are. It's for us, it's Carnegie Hall. It is a pilgrimage. It's the place to be. And anybody that flies air shows would like to be here right
now. Yeah. And Doreen, I think you can agree, and you too, Bill, that the direction that the board of directors of EAA wants to go right now is to make that impression on a child that much bigger.
Absolutely.
That Jack Pelton has said that's his dream, right?
One of the greatest moments you can have is be at a show and meet somebody that's 25 years old and say, I watched you fly and I wanted to learn. Now I'm flying an F-16.
That's pretty cool.
You know, it really is awesome. But anybody, and it doesn't really have to be flying, what you want to do is encourage people, little kids especially, but even big kids, to just step up and pursue whatever their dream is. And almost universally, everybody wants to fly at some time in their life. And if you can touch a kid at that point and get them to be able to believe in themselves to go do it, it's wonderful. That's what stays with you.
Now tell us about how your year typically starts to get us to this point at Oshkosh where everything's very well orchestrated. It's probably almost a relief for you to come to Oshkosh because air shows can be a little bit nuts. You kind of have to carve out your own segment when you go to an air show. You don't know what the air boss is going to be like necessarily. You don't know exactly what you're going to be encountering. But here, you know exactly what you're going to encounter every year.
Yeah, it's we're a family. The world of air shows is a family, and you go. You almost always do know the air boss where you go. Some of them are really good. Two of them are not. I don't know which two. But a lot of them are really good. So you have a pretty good idea that when you go to an air show, you're going to be with family and doing something that you love and they love. When you come to Oshkosh, it's there's no show that makes you feel better about flying a show than at Oshkosh. So you're a part of this magical thing, and everybody else feels like they're a part of this magical thing. So the air bosses are the best of the best, as they say. The announcers are the best of the best. It's everybody is such a pro and seasoned and so into it, or they're a pretty new person up and coming that's under somebody's wing that's getting mentored into being the future.
We're going to talk to one of those young men in this show.
And he can fly.
He can fly.
Yeah, there's going to be more than one. There's actually a couple that you have mentored.
Well, I actually haven't done anything with Sammy. I've only seen Sammy fly a couple times. He's a product of Southern California. He's a great, great, great pilot. He's got an amazing reputation for his age, for how skilled he is. He's very charismatic. He's a natural. You know, and there are, I do mentor a lot of pilots, some of them young, and I enjoy the instruction part of this a lot. It's great to see somebody set a goal and help them accomplish it. I love being a part of that. So I've had a few occasions where I've been able to come see a student fly Oshkosh for the first time, and there's not too much better than that.
That's fantastic. So, Doreen, you have lined up a really cool group of people for us to talk to today. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you, Bill, for leading off and letting our listeners know a little bit about the inside world of an air show performer.
It's a pleasure. I hope we get to do it again.
Yeah, we will.
All right.
Yes, we will.
Thank you, Bill.
Absolutely. We are on the fly. We're down at the performer's tent, right on the flight line, just north of the vintage area. If you want to come watch us live, there's a couple ways to do that. You can wander down to Vintage and turn left at their first taxiway, just north of all the Cubs that are competing daily in that show that they're doing with the Valdez group. Doreen, are you familiar with that?
Yes, that's been such a great addition. Last year was our first year to have the Valdez STOL competition, the short takeoff and landing competition, and it was such a great hit. I remember Jack Pelton said he had never seen the audience have such a good time and respond. And so, of course, Dennis Dunbar brought him back this year. And again, we've already had a lot of emails, yeah. and it's been a real pleasing part of the show.
That crosswind was a challenge for them yesterday,
yes.
That's for sure. So, which makes it just even a little bit more interesting.
It sure does.
Anyway, you can head down along the road right in front of Vintage. Turn left, you can come see us here at the Performer's Tent. Otherwise, we're streaming live this year at eaaradio.net, so you can pick up that live stream on video, click on it, and it'll be the On the Fly show. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with some exciting guests in just a moment. You're listening to EAA Radio.